escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
You know, I love it at night, too. John Hancock, Braxton Payne is alongside. He's with Show Me Victories. Michael Kelly is on assignment. Assignment obviously involves consuming large quantities of whatever he's consuming out there. But this is our regular segment here on Late Nights with Hancock and Kelly. I feel it's important that we get to know that dulcet tone that brings us our news here in the evenings on KMOX, none other than Shawn Michael Lyle. He may be the most fascinating man in the world.
Am I supposed to sell a beer at this point?
No, you're good. So we know we've learned quite a bit about you over the last couple of weeks, but let's go back to the beginning, Shawn Michael. Where were you born? Where were you raised?
I was born in Chelsea, Massachusetts, in the same naval hospital that John F. Kennedy had his back surgery after he crashed PT-109.
Wow.
Yeah, that was in the Civil War. It was a prison.
So, wow. Well, and then how did you matriculate out of Chelsea?
Oh, well, my mother's from the Boston area. My father, well, he was actually born in Columbus, but he was raised in, like, Brooklyn, New York and everything like that. So he was in the Navy. So that's how we ended up in the West Coast.
Yeah.
And I grew up in San Jose, California, in Silicon Valley.
Nice. That's a great community, San Jose.
Well, it all depends on what you what you're into.
And then from there, where'd you go to college?
I didn't go to college. I went to broadcasting school in Hollywood, California.
Wow.
I did a little bit of movie and television stuff while I was down there going through broadcasting school. And I knew there was a guy in high school. I had a teacher in high school who had been in radio for many years, and he was the drama teacher, and I did drama and all that sort of thing.
Oh, you're an actor.
Yeah, a little bit of that. And so I kind of followed in his footsteps.
Uh-huh.
And so I went to the same broadcasting school in Hollywood that he went to. And then I just got into radio, and I've been kind of bumping around radio ever since.
And at what point did it hit you that you had a gift for this? Was it your voice?
It still hasn't.
No. I mean, you've developed this passion. You've spent a career in this business. Was it high school where the fire was lit, or was it before that?
Well, I'd always listened to radio. In fact, I still consider myself primarily a listener. Because when I think about radio, I think about what comes out of the speaker and what it's like for the experience for the listener. So I've always been somebody who would listen to radio for hours and hours. And I was the guy who would have the radio where you listen to stations far, far away and all that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, I was always a radio listener. And then, well, as I was mentioning, when I got into high school, then I got into drama and all that, and that's performing and everything. I was never musical, but I always loved music. Uh-huh. So, you know, disc jockey, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and that's what you did for a while. You were spinning records.
Yeah, about 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah, operations manager, meaning I was the guy in charge of putting the radio stations together and deciding sometimes what the formats were, getting to pick the call letters at times.
Nice. So,
yeah, yeah.
Now, is this your first nighttime gig in your lengthy career?
No, I've done evening news, the night side, as we call it in the business. Day side is during the day, night side is at night. I've done this before, like just a little bit in California. I did it for a few years. But, yeah.
So you've worked in Seattle, you've worked in California, you've worked here, any place else?
Salt Lake City and up and down California. I was in Oregon, Washington, California, all over the place.
And why St. Louis?
Well, that's kind of a funny story. But not really. I was doing the morning show on KSL, which is to Utah what KMOX is to the Midwest. It's the big station.
Yeah.
And I was doing the mornings. I did what's called the national news desk. So twice an hour I came out and gave all the national and international news. But that was actually a three-quarter time job. It wasn't a full-time job. So even though I got paid pretty well, hold on. Got to clear my throat. Yeah. Even though I got paid, hourly, the pandemic came along.
Right.
My wife, who was has been telecommuting since before it was cool in California, she had some hours cut back, and we kind of figured out, we're not going to get rich anyway, but I needed a full-time job. So I started looking for a full-time job, and then bingo, all of a sudden, the people here called me. And they said, hey, we really like your stuff, because I always do really short, brief. Just my news philosophy has always been, just tell me what the heck's going on. And so they like that, and they wanted that here.
Wow. And I would imagine, being in radio your whole career, you knew of KMOX in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody knows of KMOX.
Yeah. Yeah. And here you are.
Yeah, and here I am.
And you've been here over a year now.
Year and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, a year and a half this week.
How do you like the city?
I've been here before, of course, to St. Louis. Classic American city. It's such a beautiful city, but it's one of the real difficult challenges about it is that you have a great city, the great infrastructure of the city, and it's shrinking in people.
Yeah.
And that leaves parts of it dying. And it makes it kind of gritty, kind of a gritty thing and everything. And I like that. But it's so different than any place I've ever been.
Well, I've grown up here, and I've kind of seen it, all happen during the course of my life. And when I was a young kid, you'd come down here for everything. Famous Bar for the lighting of the Christmas tree. You'd be down here for the VP fair, and there would be over a million people on the riverfront. And of course, the Cardinals and the football Cardinals and the Blues, the Hawks back in the day.
Yeah, basketball.
Yeah. And so, it was in downtown was everything. I played the piano at the old St. Louis Center. It was a shopping mall downtown.
Yeah, so, well, that's where I live downtown.
Oh, you are? Okay.
If you, I think it's still on the Facebook page, that KMOX Facebook page. If they still have that winter thing, I can get them a new one if they if they still have it. There was a picture on the Facebook page. The background was of the arch and the freeway. The freeway was empty because it was all covered with snow.
Right.
That was taken from my balcony.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, nobody lives closer to the arch than me, other than people who live in the same part of
Shawn
the building.
Shawn Michael Lyle, living on the arch. Yeah. That's not too shabby, partner.
I literally live right over the freeway, and I could spit on the arch, and, well, it could use some polishing at
times. It could,
yeah. And we watch the boats go by. You would not believe how busy the Mississippi River is.
Huh.
As far as the barges and
the boats.
Yeah, they're called towboats.
Uh-huh.
And the barges and how big they are. They're they lash them together. They're 200 feet long. They lash them together to 1,000 feet, pushing 45 million pounds of grain. And these are big boats, you know, and they are constantly going, constantly, day and night, 24/7. Yeah.
Are they noisy?
They kind of sound like a train in the distance. Uh-huh. You kind of go chugga 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 from our balcony.
That's probably good to sleep to, I would think.
Well, the freeway is a little noisy at times, but and it's beautiful. And when there are storms, of course, the storms, there's the arch effect, so the storms kind of go past a little bit. Then we get to watch the storms over Illinois, and they're gorgeous.
I'll bet that's right. So if you weren't doing radio, what would Shawn Michael Lyle do for a living?
Oh, well, I would probably have, I had offers before I went off to Hollywood as a kid, IBM and the Silicon Valley people, they wanted me to work. I had a talent, not that I do for show business or news or anything, but I had a talent for being able to fit things into small spaces, spatial utilization. And the people at IBM wanted to send me to college and have me work for IBM. And I'd probably be making a whole bunch of money if I'm...
Well, I'll tell you what, you could do well in my storage room. I could probably utilize that very skill set.
Yeah, well, actually, we're talking electronics, but it's basically
the same. I've got some electronics in there, probably. Yeah.
I'd be working for NASA or IBM or something.
Wow. Yeah. Well, how about that? Folks, it's just amazing. We were going to talk about sushi, but we didn't get to sushi.
I don't eat sushi, so the conversation is done.
And Braxton eats sushi.
Oh, I love sushi.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you.
I see the river. I see where the fish comes
from.
You're
all fish, man. I'm with you. But I'm thinking you're on the West Coast, surely. But no.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of great food. Seafood. I'm not a seafood guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, folks, getting to know you. That is Shawn Michael Lyle, our great newsman here at the Voice of St. Louis. Thanks for your time, sir.
Thank you.
We'll check in again next week and see how it's going when we come back. Anybody that wants to give us a holler, 314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. We'll take your calls. The phones are open, and it's an open line. Anything you want to discuss, Braxton Payne and I are here to chat about it with you. That's next on KMOX.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hey there, it is Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. Minus the Kelly, he is on assignment out of town, but Braxton Payne, kind enough to sit in. Braxton, enjoying spending the evening with you here on The Voice of St. Louis.
Very much so.
Indeed. Well, we've asked for your calls. I hope it was a wise decision. 314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. We go to the phones now, and John is on. John, welcome to KMOX.
Yeah. First off, I want to thank you for keeping Bob Hylands at your service alive and well, because that's what you're doing here. It's at your service where people call in for to do opinions, a discussion, and clarification. So I want to commend you for that.
Well, thank you. I grew up on at your service.
Yeah, and that's what you ought to call this, an at your service section. The reason why I'm calling is I read the proposition, the Sam Page proposition that was directed at him in St. Louis County.
The full-time county executive?
Yeah. And, the way that was written, I hope it passes. And the reason why I hope it passes is because you have all the different people that sit on the county council and all these elected other people that are elected to different offices within the county, even the municipal mayors and people that sit on these municipal city councils and stuff out in St. Louis County, because that's what this law does cover, because they're all part of the county too, that if you have a job, see, Sam Page is technically a doctor and he has to work so many hours in order to keep his license. So he's state licensed by the state. So if you have, say you're an insurance agent or a real estate agent, or you have got a car dealership, or you're a barber or a beautician, or even like you're a licensed professional in the state and whatever, and you get elected to office, you can't have that job anymore. You can't get any money from it. If you have a licensed business, even a consulting, but you can't get a dime from it. The way that law reads, you're stuck. The only money that you can get is a job that you were elected for. That's the way I read it. And I'd like to have it discussed and opinions on it.
Yeah, so I mean, as I read it, John, and I've not studied it, but as I think it simply applied to the county executive position in mm-hmm. county government under the charter of St. Louis County. I don't think it applies to every elected official.
No, it has to. You can't just single out one.
Well,
it has to be for all.
If it's a charter amendment that's specific to the section dealing with the county executive, I think. The voters are able to, but I'm not an attorney either.
Yeah.
Neither am I, but it can be argued.
Well, I think
what I said, opinion, discussion, and clarification, that's at your service. And that's why I'm throwing out there, let's discuss it.
All right.
Opinion. Yeah. It's just I like to hear what's going to happen, So I'll just sit back and let you see what happens,
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. That was John.
Yeah, and I think one of the things with Proposition B that it's intriguing to me that also kind of makes me a little hesitant on it is if you're having people that are going to take this job, a lot of times it could be a pay cut for somebody. You might just be getting these people that are career politicians that go, run for mayor of Wildwood, then go to the state house and then go to the state senate and then become, want to become county executive without any real world experience. And so that's kind of I understand that you want somebody that's devoted, and this just clarifies the charter that you can't be an independent contractor during your term of office for any type of side employment. But I think that could be one of the unintended consequences is that we're going to get somebody that, is just going to be a career politician. And honestly, it's not always a bad thing because they have the experience of understanding how government works. But sometimes we see that they're just using it for you know, different types of gain, and not the reasons that me and you would get into public service.
Well, and, you know, I look at it as specific to the county executive. When you take the compensation and the health insurance and the other kind of forms, I mean, you're talking about a position that's paying a net benefit of $200,000 a year. And, you know, that's more than most people make. And so, you know, that if you can't live on that, then that's probably not a job you ought to seek. And if somebody like Sam Page needs to practice medicine, you know, for his licensure or whatever, you know, I'm sorry. I couldn't run for county executive, you know, and even if I wanted to, because I wouldn't be able to be a full-time county executive. So, you know, it's not for everybody, but I do think when the taxpayers are compensating you at that high of a level, I don't feel that way about a county council member. They get paid practically nothing.
They should get paid more. I mean, so right now, just Proposition B is with about 11% of the votes in, it's passing with 61% of the vote.
Well, that's going to be very interesting if that holds through the rest of the night. And we'll get some more election updates later in this hour. But right now, we turn our attention to Mark. Mark, welcome to KMOX.
Well, hello, John. Hello, Braxton. How are you guys?
Hey, Mark. Good to talk to you.
This is Mark J. Zinn, is it not?
It is, and I have two topics. I mean, I have weather to talk about because we have severe weather just off to the west of St. Louis that's pushing your way. And I'm writing a story about the Senate race, John. I mentioned it to you. But I'll start with that political question for both of you. Do you think that we could see a sequel of 2012, the Democrats switching over and voting for Eric Reitens?
Well, we'll talk about that a little bit. I think it's less likely now that they've got what looks to be a competitive primary for the U.S. Senate themselves. So, you know, when you put that on the field, I think there may be some. I thought more so before Bush Valentine got into the race, but you know, I don't expect. But Braxton's the Democrat.
Yeah, I think we see a couple of things. I think, you know, the crossover vote that we always talk about. I know, John, we talk about a lot in St. Louis City and St. Louis County because we do see a lot of Republicans crossing over to vote in Democratic primaries. I don't think that number is as big as we always think it's going to be, mm-hmm. because people do, when you have to declare in front of somebody that you're going to vote in the Democratic primary, and if you're a Republican or vice versa, it kind of, you know, some people don't like to do that. I do think there's going to be some type of below the radar concerted effort in places where primaries are not going to matter. So let's say rural counties, when there are, you know, a handful of Democrats out there, as well as maybe in western St. Charles County, or even, you know, a little up north in Lincoln and Warren. I do think there is going to be some type of effort, and I would not put past a paid effort among those people to get those people out via mail and make sure that they cross over and vote in the Republican primary.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting calculation, because if you live in a county, and many of our counties are overwhelmingly one party or mm-hmm. the other, and most outside of the metropolitan areas are overwhelmingly Republican. So all of your local races that are on the ballot, or chances are whoever wins the Republican primary, or if you're in the city of St. Louis, the Democratic primary, they're going to be the office holder. So a lot of people who are not aligned with that political party will still vote in its primary, not for a crossover to kind of mess with the other side, but because they're picking, that's the only mechanism they have to have a voice in who their local leadership is going to be. So I do think that exists.
I'm looking forward to seeing if it'll be as much of an effect as it had, Todd. And now, can I talk about severe weather?
No, oh, please do. You are the meteorologist there at what station?
Yeah, I'm filling in for Jennifer Nairmore and Dave Murray right now. There's a severe thunderstorm warning just off toward the west of St. Louis. It's in effect until 10 p.m. for Gasconade County, Warren County, and Montgomery County. This line earlier produced a tornado just west of Columbia, Missouri, with pretty extensive damage, and now it's continuing to move off toward the east, right along Interstate 70. It's moving slow, only about 30 miles per hour, and on that track, it'd probably be in St. Louis if it holds its strength in about 2 hours.
So, Mark, what do you think the probabilities are of us getting sunshine on opening day on Thursday?
Ooh, now you're putting me on this. There'll be, you know what? I'll pull Dave Murray. Let's call for a mix of sun and clouds.
It's always a safe bet. It's going to be in the 50s, they say, though. It's going to be a little chilly out there.
Yeah, We got jackets. That's why you got them. But yeah, that severe thunderstorm warning, it's slowly inching toward St. Louis. And so that's something over the next couple hours.
How heavy is the rain going to be by the time it gets here?
It'll be pretty heavy rain. The good news is there's no really hail signatures. It doesn't seem like it's a hail situation. The main threat would be wind gusts. And it looks like the rotation has died down too along the line. So just heavy rain and maybe some gusty wind.
It just doesn't get any better than that. We're getting the weather forecast from our old buddy Mark J. Zinn. He's a St. Louis graduate, a product of St. Louis University High School right here. But he's living out in St. Joseph, Missouri, delivering the weather. Mark, thanks so much for your call. Have yourself a magnificent evening.
You too, guys. See good you, to hear from you.
All right, let's flip our attention now to James. James, you've got the last word. Welcome aboard.
Well, I got the last word. Thank you. I want to make sure we're on the same page because I got in a little late.
All right.
We're able to talk about whatever we want to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So the word is propaganda. And as I look at Ukraine, I'm really struggling with, you know, what's real and what's not.
Okay.
I mean, you know, are they really killing people, tying them up, and doing those things? Or, you know, there's another story where the Russians are killing Ukrainians, and then they come in with food, and then they want to feed them. I mean, it just goes back and forth and back and forth. And we just don't know what is true. We're not there. We only can go by what we see and hear. And, you know, there's one, I'm going to digress just a little bit. There's one statement that President Trump said when he was in office, and they were talking about Putin, and he made a statement that says, United States is not innocent. Don't you think we're innocent? And the only thing I could go back to was, you know, we're always worried about people, you know, countries nuking somebody else. But the United States is the only country that has dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We're the only ones, period. And whether we should have or not, but we're the only ones who've done it. And so, you know, what is true and what's not?
All right.
You know, propaganda.
James, that's a very fair and interesting question. I appreciate your call. We'll discuss it. As to the horrors of what's unfolding in Ukraine, the interesting satellite footage came out. You know, because the Russian narrative on this is that they left and everybody was great, and then the Ukrainians either staged or they came in and killed people themselves. And the problem with that narrative, of course, is that we have satellite images from during the time that Russia was occupying the city there, and the bodies were laying on the street then. I'm looking back at the end of March and into the middle of March when the Russian troops were occupying that suburb outside of Kyiv. So Vladimir Putin's a liar, and he's clearly lying to his people. Now, we are able to hear what's being put out on Russian state-sponsored television, and none of it is true. So, to James's point, the United States is not a perfect country by any means. But in terms of who you can trust, I would trust the country that's got a free press and not a country that's got a state-sponsored press.
Yeah, even remove Ukraine from the situation. You have third-party observers like the Red Cross and the UN, and also intelligence agencies like the United States and NATO. I mean, so you're having these what I could consider third-party validators that are just there to support humanitarians. And I think that's one of the things that you see. And, you know, they're backing up what Ukraine is saying.
Yeah, I think that's the case. And, well, gosh, we went a little long there. But it was good to take your calls. Enjoyed talking with all of our listeners out there. When we come back, we've got election returns, and they're coming in quick. Braxton Payne is going to share what's happening after this on KMOX.
About to be a great night.
Really good tonight.
Yeah, this is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on KMOX.
It's a night, all right. It's an election night. It's not one of the biggies, but it is the municipal election day across the state of Missouri, and people went to the polls in all 114 counties, plus the city of St. Louis, voting on local issues, school board races, maybe city municipal elections for city council or even mayor. and some other ballot issues that were placed on the local ballot by your local city or county governments. And who better to help us break down what we're seeing out there than a man that runs elections for a living? Braxton Payne with So Many Victories. What are we seeing coming across the election night numbers?
Yeah, one of the things that I think is the most interesting is to see the time that the election results come in. You know, the polls close at 7 o'clock. We're in an instant. We like to know things instantly. It's almost 10 o'clock, and just now the city of St. Louis and St. Charles County have 100% of their results in.
Oh, good.
St. Louis County still only has 19% of their results in. So, and you look at Jefferson County has 17% of the results.
Yeah, St. Louis County, you know, they've got 94 municipalities, and so all of that, that's got to take time to.
And I will say one of the things that, you know, as before we talk about some of the results, is St. Louis County has gone through a transformation at their county election board. Eric Fay, the Democrat, and Rick Stream, the Republican, have done, in my opinion, objectively an amazing job of turning that office around.
Yeah.
They're accessible to us, people that work in politics, asking questions, making sure that we get everything right. But they also do tours of high schools, and they're getting, you know, younger people involved in elections, which I think is something that's really important. So I'm, you know, they're very accessible, and I'm really happy that they're out there.
And to that point, you know, all of this controversy over the last couple of years about elections being rigged and votes being stolen and so forth, I would encourage folks, go down and take a look at how elections actually operate. Look at the safeguards that are in place. Look at the bipartisan teams that are required. And, you know, are there fraudulent ballots cast in every election? The answer is yes. People vote for their deceased mother or whatever. But is there widespread fraud taking place in American elections? The answer is no. And there's no evidence to prove it. The conspiracy to pull it off would be of such a level that it would be all but impossible, given the fragmentation of all of the various election authorities. There is no central election authority. That would be scary to me. So, these folks that run elections and administer elections do a tremendous job, and I applaud them.
I think that's where St. Louis City and St. Louis County has it right, because, you know, they have a Republican and a Democrat. It's not an elected position. You know, these people are, you know, essentially in there to do the best job they can. I think sometimes when you get into electing your county, you know, who runs your election, sometimes can be a little, you know, you're running on issues that have nothing to do with elections. I will say that Barr in St. Charles County, in my opinion, has done a fine job running election. I met him on the DGS here a couple weeks ago, and he was nothing but kind to me, and probably don't agree on politics, but he's done a good job of updating their elections. But I think one of the things we can get into is some of the results that we're seeing
here. Yeah, let's hear. What's going on?
And so in St. Louis City, we had two things on the ballot. I'm a city voter. We had Proposition R and Proposition 1. Proposition R was a what I consider a jumbled stew of red meat for a lot of people. It was framed as ethics reform at the Board of Aldermen. But mainly, it was similar to some other propositions we've seen here recently in Missouri, was to change the way we redistrict in the city of St. Louis. It takes it out of the Board of Aldermen. It forms a commission. Essentially what this commission would do, and I could be, you know, I want to make sure that this is, you know, as far as I know, it takes that you would be two city judges, so former city judges that appoint two commissioners at random, and then they get to pick a commission to redistrict. And so it essentially takes it out of the voters' hands and puts it into a unelected commission that is not accountable to anybody. That scares me, to be honest.
I didn't like that when they tried to do that with state redistricting.
Yeah. And I'm for, you know, drawing the lines fair. I mean, the Board of Aldermen just redid their lines, and they passed it, which with a unanimous vote, one person abstained. So, I mean, you have progressives, more moderates, you know, the Black Caucus, you had the Progressive Caucus that all agreed on the redistricting lines. So I don't know why we would need to change it. The other things it does is some ethics reform, quote unquote ethics reform. I don't know. It's very poorly written, in my opinion. I did vote no on this. It did pass with 69% of the vote. And you needed 60% of the vote to pass, since it was a charter change. And what it does there as well is it doesn't allow Board of Aldermen to vote on contracts. Let's say a union contract. Say your wife is a member of a labor union. and it's in front of the Board of Aldermen about voting on this contract. She's a city employee. That Board of Aldermen would have to, the aldermen would have to abstain or vote no on that issue because of that type of quote unquote conflict. But that's not really a conflict. I mean, you're elected to the board. What I'm afraid of is that it's going to create a total hob, you know, first off, we don't know because it's such poorly, it's very poorly written, but also it's who's funding it. And I think it's interesting. Most of the donations come from the Center of Election Science, which is based in San Francisco, California.
Mm-hmm.
And they see St. Louis City, and we've seen this, St. Louis County, as a cheap place to change elections with Prop D, that we've become a guinea pig for other places. You know, we adopted approval voting, the second place in the country outside of Fargo, North Dakota.
The guinea pig is squealing because that sucker passed in Proposition R. What about the other one in the city?
Yeah, so Proposition 1 was a bond issue, a good bond issue. It was a $50 million to repair, you know, streets. It essentially takes some of the ARPA funding and bonds it over time. So
ARPA.
Which is the American Rescue Fund's money.
COVID money.
The federal money.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, in St. Louis County, I know that some of these elections are, you know, it's only 19.1% in right now. Let me refresh. I think that's still
I want to know how the full-time county executive is faring.
The Proposition B is passing with 61% of the vote. And then you also have Proposition C, which was the use tax proposal. It looks like right now we're at 58% no.
And that was a tax. So right now, if I go buy something in a bricks and mortar store down the street, I have to pay my local sales tax.
Yeah.
And but if I buy something from Amazon, say,
right,
I don't have to pay that local sales tax, thereby putting the local retailer, in theory, at a competitive disadvantage.
And not only that, but also let's say if that brick and mortar store is located in St. Louis County and you decide to buy their product online, you're paying a sales tax on that product because they're located in St. Louis County. So it does, you know, it is not a level playing field for sure. I also think one of the things that we're seeing in these local races, I'm just looking at a couple in St. Charles County and one in Jefferson County, the Fox School District and the Fort Zumwalt School District in St. Charles. You're seeing a kind of a proxy fight. I know a lot of people have seen this, you know, with, I don't want to consider the left and the right, but it is, you know, conservatives, you know, targeting these school board races. And it looks like in Fort Zumwalt, you elect two at this position as well as Fox, and it looks like they're split. So it looks like you had one conservative and one, I mean, both in my opinion are not left by any means. They're definitely just moderates, and one of them even is a Republican. But you're seeing a split in the voters that they've, you know, elected one of these targeted races that was what you consider a conservative.
I will say on school board races, it's been a frustration to me for a long time. It's very hard to find out information about these candidates. And I'm in Parkway School District, and we had, I don't know, a dozen candidates on the ballot. And I mean, it's just you could spend literally an entire week trying to figure out who's for what, and good luck finding out what their positions might be.
And that's when endorsements come in, really, you know, like
right.
if a labor union endorses and you're favorable to labor unions, you know, that's an easy vote for you, or the chamber or any type of conservative group. I will say one of the things that when I talk to people that are running for school board or these local races, the first thing I tell them to do is go to Ballotpedia, change your bio, add a picture, make sure your positions are on there, because, you know, they have the best Google Analytics. So when you go to it, that's what you're going to find.
Well, that's Braxton Payne, and he's delivering the news on the elections that took place today. I wonder if many of you voted. If it's like usual, April elections, many of you did not. When we come back, 48 hours away, less than 48 hours away from St. Louis Cardinals opening day, we'll take you out with that after this on KMOX. Yes, opening day coming up in just a couple. This just in, there's a new thunderstorm warning as the storm pushes east. Severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Lincoln County and east central Missouri, northwestern Franklin County and east central Missouri, and Warren County and east central Missouri, and northeastern Gasconade County. This warning is in effect until 10:30 tonight. Well, opening day, Braxton, you're going to be there. What are your thoughts on this ball club?
Well, so I'm very excited for opening day. I think it's going to be a fun experience to have it back, first time since 2019. But I do think
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
About to be a great night.
Really good tonight.
Yeah, this is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
It's a night, all right. It's an election night. It's not one of the biggies, but it is the municipal election day across the state of Missouri, and people went to the polls in all 114 counties, plus the city of St. Louis, voting on local issues, school board races, maybe city municipal elections for city council or even mayor, and some other ballot issues that were placed on the local ballot by your local city or county governments. And who better to help us break down what we're seeing out there than a man that runs elections for a living? Braxton Payne with So Many Victories. What are we seeing coming across the election night numbers?
Yeah, one of the things that I think is the most interesting is to see the time that the election results come in. You know, the polls close at 7 o'clock. We're in an instant. We like to know things instantly. It's almost 10 o'clock, and just now the city of St. Louis and St. Charles County have 100% of their results in.
Oh, good.
St. Louis County still only has 19% of their results in. So, and you look at Jefferson County has 17% of their results.
Yeah, St. Louis County, you know, they've got 94 municipalities, and so all of that, that's got to take time to.
And I will say one of the things that, you know, as before we talk about some of the results, is St. Louis County has gone through a transformation at their county election board. Eric Fay, the Democrat, and Rick Stream, the Republican, have done, in my opinion, objectively an amazing job of turning that office around.
Yeah.
They're accessible to us, people that work in politics, asking questions, making sure that we get everything right. But they also do tours of high schools, and they're getting, you know, younger people involved in elections, which I think is something that's really important. So I'm, you know, they're very accessible, and I'm really happy that they're out there.
And to that point, you know, all of this controversy over the last couple of years about elections being rigged and votes being stolen and so forth, I would encourage folks, go down and take a look at how elections actually operate. Look at the safeguards that are in place. Look at the bipartisan teams that are required. And, you know, are there fraudulent ballots cast in every election? The answer is yes. People vote for their deceased mother or whatever. But is there widespread fraud taking place in American elections? The answer is no. And there's no evidence to prove it. The conspiracy to pull it off would be of such a level that it would be all but impossible, given the fragmentation of all of the various election authorities. There is no central election authority. That would be scary to me. So, these folks that run elections and administer elections do a tremendous job, and I applaud them.
I think that's where St. Louis City and St. Louis County has it right, because, you know, they have a Republican and a Democrat. It's not an elected position. You know, these people are, you know, essentially in there to do the best job they can. I think sometimes when you get into electing your county, you know, who runs your election, sometimes can be a little, you know, you're running on issues that have nothing to do with elections. I will say that Barr in St. Charles County, in my opinion, has done a fine job running election.
Very good job. Yeah.
I met him on the DGS here a couple weeks ago, and he was nothing but kind to me, and probably don't agree on politics, but he's done a good job of updating their elections. But I think one of the things we can get into is some of the results that we're seeing
here.
Yeah, let's
hear. What's going on?
And so in St. Louis City, we had two things on the ballot. I'm a city voter. We had Proposition R and Proposition 1. Proposition R was a what I consider a jumbled stew of red meat for a lot of people. It was framed as ethics reform at the Board of Aldermen. But mainly, it was similar to some other propositions we've seen here recently in Missouri, was to change the way we redistrict in the city of St. Louis. It takes it out of the Board of Aldermen. It forms a commission. Essentially what this commission would do, and I could be, you know, I want to make sure that this is, you know, as far as I know, it takes that you would be two city judges, so former city judges that appoint two commissioners at random, and then they get to pick a commission to redistrict. And so it essentially takes it out of the voters' hands and puts it into a unelected commission that is not accountable to anybody. That scares me, to be honest.
I didn't like that when they tried to do that with state redistricting.
Yeah. And I'm for, you know, drawing the lines fair. I mean, the Board of Aldermen just redid their lines, and they passed it, which with a unanimous vote, one person abstained. So, I mean, you have progressives, more moderates, you know, the Black Caucus, you had the Progressive Caucus that all agreed on the redistricting lines. So I don't know why we would need to change it. The other things it does is some ethics reform, quote unquote ethics reform. I don't know. It's very poorly written, in my opinion. I did vote no on this. It did pass with 69% of the vote. And you needed 60% of the vote to pass, since it was a charter change. And what it does there as well is it doesn't allow Board of Aldermen to vote on contracts. Let's say a union contract. Say your wife is a member of a labor union, and it's in front of the Board of Aldermen about voting on this contract. She's a city employee. That Board of Aldermen would have to, the alderman would have to abstain or vote no on that issue because of that type of quote unquote conflict. But that's not really a conflict. I mean, you're elected to the board. What I'm afraid of is that it's going to create a total hob, you know, first off, we don't know because it's very poorly written, but also it's who's funding it. And I think it's interesting. Most of the donations come from the Center of Election Science, which is based in San Francisco, California.
Mm-hmm.
And they see St. Louis City, and we've seen this, St. Louis County, as a cheap place to change elections with Prop D, that we've become a guinea pig for other places. You know, we adopted approval voting, the second place in the country outside of Fargo, North Dakota.
The guinea pig is squealing because that sucker passed in Proposition R. What about the other one in the city?
Yeah, so Proposition 1 was a bond issue, a good bond issue. It was a $50 million to repair, you know, streets. It essentially takes some of the ARPA funding and bonds it over time. So
ARPA.
Which is the American Rescue Fund's money.
COVID money.
Federal money.
Yeah.
And then you have, in St. Louis County, I know that some of these elections are, you know, it's only 19.1% in right now. Let me refresh. I think that's still
I want to know how the full-time county executive is faring.
The Proposition B is passing with 61% of the vote. And then you also have Proposition C, which was the use tax proposal. It looks like right now we're at 58% no.
And that was a tax. So right now, if I go buy something in a bricks and mortar store down the street, I have to pay my local sales tax. Yeah. And but if I buy something from Amazon, say,
right,
I don't have to pay that local sales tax, thereby putting the local retailer, in theory, at a competitive disadvantage.
And not only that, but also let's say if that brick and mortar store is located in St. Louis County and you decide to buy their product online, you're paying a sales tax on that. That product because they're located in St. Louis County. So it does, you know, it is not a level playing field for sure. I also think one of the things that we're seeing in these local races, I'm just looking at a couple in St. Charles County and one in Jefferson County, the Fox School District and the Fort Zumwalt School District in St. Charles. You're seeing a kind of a proxy fight. I know a lot of people have seen this, you know, with, I don't want to consider the left and the right, but it is, you know, conservatives, you know, targeting these school board races. And it looks like in Fort Zumwalt, it, you know, you elect two at this position as well as Fox, and it looks like they're split. So it looks like you had one conservative and one, I mean, both in my opinion are not left by any means. They're definitely just moderates, and one of them even is a Republican. But you're seeing a split in the voters that they've, you know, elected one of these targeted races that was what you consider a conservative.
I will say on school board races, it's been a frustration to me for a long time. It's very hard to find out information about these candidates. And I'm in Parkway School District, and we had, I don't know, a dozen candidates on the ballot. And I mean, it's just you could spend literally an entire week trying to figure out who's for what, and good luck finding out what their positions might be.
And that's when endorsements come in, really, you know, like right. if a labor union endorses and you're favorable to labor unions, you know, that's an easy vote for you, or the chamber or any type of conservative group. I will say one of the things that when I talk to people that are running for school board or these local races, the first thing I tell them to do is free is go to Ballotpedia, change your bio, add a picture, make sure your positions are on there, because, you know, they have the best Google Analytics. So when you go to it, that's what you're going to find.
Well, that's Braxton Payne, and he's delivering the news on the elections that took place today. I wonder if many of you voted. If it's like usual, April elections, many of you did not. When we come back, 48 hours away, less than 48 hours away from St. Louis Cardinals opening day, we'll take you out with that after this on KMOX. Yes, opening day coming up in just a couple. This just in, there's a new thunderstorm warning as the storm pushes east. Severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Lincoln County and east central Missouri, northwestern Franklin County and east central Missouri, and Warren County and east central Missouri, and northeastern Gasconade County. This warning is in effect until 10:30 tonight. Well, opening day, Braxton, you're going to be there. What are your thoughts on this ball club?
Well, so I'm, number one, I'm very excited for opening day. I think it's going to be a fun experience to have it back, first time since 2019. But I do think we have this year, it's just some type of swagger. You know, the Brewers are going to be a very good team this year. I think they will give us a run for our money. But I almost, it's not a sense of entitlement, but I think it's a sense of fire and want. I think we want it more. I think with Yadi and Pujols and Wainwright last year, I think there's just something, you know, when you write these scripts for ESPN's 30 for 30, you see it. It's just something that I think St. Louis just wants. They're going to be able to be in the stands at 100%. I expect, ticket sales from what I heard went up after Pujols, you know, got signed. And I think that people are just going to be there and be excited the whole entire season. Even if we lose a couple games here and there, the energy is going to be there. And as you know, it's Cardinals is the home of, you know, Larry Walker. When he came to play for a year, his career was over. Everyone just kind of thought. And then he had a breakout year. You know, I mean, people come here and there's just something that's in the air that gets them going again.
But it's
going
to be fascinating to see, because Albert actually played better when he went to the Dodgers last year when he was released by the Angels. He did play better and he had some real impact at bats. And, you know, we'll see what we've got. Projected starting lineup for Thursday for the Cardinals. Dylan Carlson leading off and playing right field. Paul Goldschmidt at first base and hitting second. Tyler O'Neill, the Gold Glove winner, 30 home run man from a year ago, is in left field batting third. Nolan Arenado, third baseman in cleanup. And it will be Albert Pujols facing the right-handed pitcher as the Cardinals' designated hitter. By the way, Pujols is the all-time designated hitter for the Cardinals. he's batting fifth. Paul DeJong, who's had a great spring at shortstop and hitting sixth. Yadier Molina behind home plate. He bats seventh. Harrison Bader in center field, another Gold Glove winner. He bats eighth. And batting ninth, another Gold Glove winner. Tommy Edman is playing second base.
Who are you most excited for this year?
You know, I think Paul Goldschmidt is going to have a phenomenal year.
That's why I wrote down his name, because I just think he's just going to, you know, the energy from Pujols and them, there's going to be a little less pressure on him to do as much. And I just think he's such a great player and he has such a good attitude. And I think that's something that's going to be really
his
important.
Spring, you know, he's been such a notorious slow starter throughout his career. Certainly his 3 years with the Cardinals have been that way. But he's on fire. It's in spring this year. He's batting almost 500 at the end of spring. And so if he goes into the season with that kind of trajectory, we all know he gets hot at the end, this could be a really good year for him. A lot of these ball players, Paul DeJong had a good spring. You're not expecting that much from him, but he showed some pop. And if he gives you 30 home runs and hits 250, man, that's a plus, plus, plus. And he's a very good defender as well. I can't wait. I can't wait. We got to obviously see how the rotation works. Ah, there's the organ.
See it at Kegs and Eggs.
You can almost Kegs and Eggs, which of course starts at 10 o'clock on Thursday at 7th and Walnut. If still tickets available, KMOX.com/events. Want to see you at Kegs and Eggs. Get online, get yourself a couple of tickets. There's nothing like it in all of St. Louis, and there's nothing like opening day at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. I love it when opening day is the first game of the season, and it is this year against the Pirates. We'll see you next on KMOX. Yes, opening day coming up in just a couple. This just in, there's a new thunderstorm warning as the storm pushes east. Severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Lincoln County and east central Missouri, northwestern Franklin County and east central Missouri, and Warren County and east central Missouri, and northeastern Gasconade County. This warning is in effect until 10:30 tonight. Well, opening day, Braxton, you're going to be there. What are your thoughts on this ball club?
Well, so I'm, number one, I'm very excited for opening day. I think it's going to be a fun experience to have it back, first time since 2019. But I do think we have this year, it's just some type of swagger. You know, the Brewers are going to be a very good team this year. I think they will give us a run for our money. But I almost, it's not a sense of entitlement, but I think it's a sense of fire and want. I think we want it more. I think with Yadi and Pujols and Wainwright last year, I think there's just something, you know, when you write these scripts for ESPN's 30 for 30, you see it. It's just something that I think St. Louis just wants. They're going to be able to be in the stands at 100%. I expect, ticket sales, from what I heard, went up after Pujols, you know, got signed. And I think that people are just going to be there and be excited the whole entire season. Even if we lose a couple games here and there, the energy is going to be there. And as you know, it's Cardinals is the home of, you know, Larry Walker. When he came to play for a year, his career was over. Everyone just kind of thought. And then he had a breakout year. You know, I mean, people come here and there's just something that's in the air that gets them going again.
But it's
going
to be fascinating to see, because Albert actually played better when he went to the Dodgers last year when he was released by the Angels. He did play better and he had some real impact at bats. And, you know, we'll see what we've got. Projected starting lineup for Thursday for the Cardinals: Dylan Carlson leading off and playing right field. Paul Goldschmidt at first base and hitting second. Tyler O'Neill, the Gold Glove winner, 30 home run man from a year ago, is in left field batting third. Nolan Arenado, third baseman in cleanup. And it will be Albert Pujols facing the right-handed pitcher as the Cardinals' designated hitter. By the way, Pujols is the all-time designated hitter for the Cardinals. he's batting fifth. Paul DeJong, who's had a great spring at shortstop and hitting sixth. Yadier Molina behind home plate, he bats seventh. Harrison Bader in center field, another Gold Glove winner, he bats eighth. And batting ninth, another Gold Glove winner, Tommy Edman, is playing second base.
Who are you most excited for this year?
You know, I think Paul Goldschmidt is going to have a phenomenal year.
That's why I wrote down his name, because I just think he's just going to, you know, the energy from Pujols and them, there's going to be a little less pressure on him to do as much. And I just think he's such a great player and he has such a good attitude. And I think that's something that's going to be really important.
Spring, you know, he's been such a notorious slow starter throughout his career. Certainly his 3 years with the Cardinals have been that way. But he's on fire. It's in spring this year. He's batting almost 500at the end of spring. And so if he goes into the season with that kind of trajectory, we all know he gets hot at the end, this could be a really good year for him. A lot of these ball players, Paul DeJong had a good spring. You're not expecting that much from him, but he showed some pop. And if he gives you 30 home runs and hits 250, man, that's a plus, plus, plus. And he's a very good defender as well. I can't wait. We got to obviously see how the rotation works. Ah, there's the organ.
See it at Kegs and Eggs.
You can almost Kegs and Eggs, which, of course, starts at 10 o'clock on Thursday at 7th and Walnut. If still tickets available, KMOX.com/events. Want to see you at Kegs and Eggs. Get online, get yourself a couple of tickets. There's nothing like it in all of St. Louis, and there's nothing like opening day at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. I love it when opening day is the first game of the season, and it is this year against the Pirates. We'll see you next on KMOX.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.